Good morning. We continue with our study of Ravolbi's work, The World of Friendship, within which he has been spending a lot of time explaining some of the basics of Judaism in the light of the world of friendship. It was a very exciting time between 67 and 73, and people were interested in hearing how and why Torah life is the way it is. So in the last section, he started talking about the responsibility of having an ol, taking responsibility and owning it and recognizing that it's something on your that's put on top of you. And why did he say that our mitzvos are built on Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalos Ol HaMitzvos, the two elements that make up the responsibility of thinking when we are dealing with Kriya Shema? So he says, I'll tell you why it's important to think that way. He says, religion can't be for oneself. The idea of a self-centered and a self-referent religious idea and religious outlook is similar to having a self-referent outlook on the world. And he says, what a terrible way to live, because then everything is about you, and that doesn't make sense. So he continues on that theme, and he says, the Torah wants us to understand that we have to understand there are boundaries beyond ourselves. And when we take Ol Malchus Shamayim and Ol Mitzvos, what we're recognizing is we're not what the world is all about. Everything is not a continued extension from me. In secular society, this was one of the great challenges to some of the psychodynamic theories, object relations and self-psychology. These were some of the issues that came to play in these contexts. So when a person takes on the Ol Malchus Shamayim and the Ol Mitzvos, then a person realizes that there's something beyond oneself and beyond one's needs. We see that as an important principle in life because we make a declaration via Haftal Re'acha Kamocha, which we know loving your neighbor as yourself is a klal gadol b'Torah. It's an important rule. It underlies everything. Why would that be? Says Rav Obi, a chosen awareness of a world beyond the self. That's how you build an Olam Hayedidus. You build a world of friendship because you realize there's something beyond you. It's not just what you get out of it. It's like I see I'm sitting in shul now, and I think to myself sometimes that people only want to commit to coming to a minyan when it's something they need. When they realize that there's a time and that there's an opportunity to be there beyond ourselves because there's a chance of Kabbalah Somach Shamayim, it changes the difference of the focus of what it means to daven b'tzibur and the commitment that one makes to be there bizman. Similarly, we find when a person engages in chesed on their own terms, that's an easy thing to do, relatively easy. It's not to say that it's not important. What it is to say is that it's much, much more important for a person to realize that the chesed is not mine. Rabbi Sauber recently spoke about this, and he said, you know, when a person does something, he needs to think to himself, sometimes I do the chesed that people don't see, that it's not convenient for me. In fact, I often wonder to myself, is it more important for us to make sure in life that we have at least one of those activities that we engage in? Not that we do it so somebody else knows. We do it because that's the responsibility, and that's how we fulfill the responsibility of having that sense of an ol, of a fact that it comes from on top of us. And that's how we build ourselves. It's not that we don't have kulas and whatnot. It's that we have a responsibility. And if we focus on that, and we take the time out to make sure that every day we do something that nobody else has to know about, we're just doing it because that's what we're supposed to do, because that's what it means to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will continue to grow from it. And we will make every day a great day. Have a terrific day.